Welcome to the Client Stampede Podcast. Everything you need to know to get more clients, make more money, and have more fun in your business. I'm your host, Julie Guest. The horse, the nut, and how to simplify your marketing to get better results. Some years ago now, I was out riding my horse on a trail not far from our farm when all of a sudden there was a rustle in the bushes on our left. My horse exploded in fright. She was convinced she was about to be eaten by a mountain lion. It would usually be about at this point that I would have found myself eating dirt, best case scenario, or with broken bones and serious injury, worst case scenario. It turned out the rustle in the bushes was nothing more than a squirrel on the hunt for a rogue nut, but it took my horse a full 10 minutes to calm down and for me to release my death grip on the horn of my new saddle. It was then that I realized that the only thing that kept me in my seat was my new, rather expensive saddle that I had purchased just a couple of weeks earlier. Although I've ridden horses since I was a kid, riding Western style instead of English was a new experience for me. In case you're not a horse person, the difference between English and Western riding is like the difference between soccer and American football. Both involve a ball and lots of running and sweat, but the similarity ends there. Anyhow, I had bought a Western-trained horse that I had fallen in love with, and I was doing my best to figure out how to ride her. And, like most new riders, I didn't know much about the right Western equipment to buy. So I relied on the recommendations of others who knew more than me. Many people. Many different recommendations. Everyone had an opinion. Everyone had an idea that they swore worked for them. And as per their advice, I started swapping out parts, trying new things like different bits, which are mouthpieces, a different set of reins, a different girth, different saddles, hoping that I would find something to make my horse happy. The problem now was that my horse riding equipment didn't work like a unified system with each part helping the other. I had no clue if switching a bit up was helping or hindering my horse's ability to listen to my signals. With every change I made, my horse got a little less happy and I got a little more nervous. What it also meant was that I was wasting money and valuable horse riding time grappling with equipment instead of just being able to go ride my horse. About a month before the near-death squirrel incident, I had decided I'd had enough of doing things the hard way. So I pulled out my credit card and found the very best Western horse trainer I could find. He was an Australian guy based in Texas. He took one look at my equipment and, unlike every other trainer I had worked with who had just added more stuff, he took everything off and we started from scratch. The end result? He sold me an entirely new set of reins, girth, saddle pad, etc., where each piece was designed to work with the other pieces. Included in his recommendation was a $10,000 new saddle, renowned for helping you keep your butt in your seat and building your confidence to ride. Gulp. Given that you can buy a decent enough Western saddle on eBay for $250, this was quite the step up for me, but I knew that what I'd been trying wasn't working. And if you know me, you'll also know that I'm either all in or not at all. So was I just a sucker buying all that new equipment? The day of the squirrel incident, my new saddle paid for itself many times over. It saved me from potential injury and a trip to the emergency room, time off work, etc. In fact, I would have willingly paid many more times than I did for what that saddle was, knowing now what it could do for me. My only regret was that I wasted all that time and didn't seek out the very best trainer sooner. Instead, I spun my wheels and listened to too many pseudo-experts instead of one actual expert. Through all of this, it occurred to me that marketing your business is actually very similar to riding a horse. When you work with a new marketing company or marketing consultant, the vast majority just give you new things to bolt onto your existing marketing. Hey, do TikTok, do different kinds of Google pay-per-click ads, create a new website, do more social media. But the result is that you wind up with a piecemeal marketing engine that just burns a lot of gas, probably doesn't look great, and is very slow getting you places. In marketing, just like with horse riding, adding more marketing stuff is really going to give you a breakthrough result. If you've been struggling with your marketing, finding it difficult to make your business stand out, or watching your marketing budget increase and not getting better results, just adding more marketing campaigns or advertising on new channels isn't going to fix the problem. What you need to do is start with your marketing strategy by taking everything off. What's the end goal you're trying to achieve? What target markets are the most lucrative, best fit ones? Which are the low-hanging fruit, big opportunities for you? Then you do an audit of everything that you're currently doing to attract and close new clients to see what, if anything, should be added back. This means doing more than just a digital marketing audit or reviewing your website. You need to review everything, soup to nuts, in your marketing and sales process so you can understand what's truly working, what needs to go, and what areas you need to find better solutions for. Often this process can yield surprising results. Years ago, I did a business transformation consult with a printing business, and after doing a deep dive into their marketing, we discovered that 86% of their marketing wasn't actually doing anything to generate leads. The owners knew something somewhere had to be working, but they just weren't sure what. After we identified which 14% of their marketing actually was working, the owners stopped doing the 86% that wasn't working. They doubled their marketing spend on the 14%. Their marketing spend went down and their revenue increased by 55%. Having that kind of clarity in your marketing gives you confidence to stop doing what isn't working and only focus on finding or creating what is. The big takeaway here, attracting more clients isn't about adding more marketing stuff handed to you piecemeal in the hopes that something will work. Just as I learned riding my horse, sometimes you have to throw off all the tech and rebuild from the ground up to get the results you're looking for. That's it for this week's episode. Don't forget to check out next week's issue of Monday Marketing Gold, your weekly e-magazine for more marketing tips, tricks, and strategies from the trenches. You can subscribe for free by visiting clientstampede.com/gold.